With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is announcing the revocation of a major Obama-era regulation.
So perhaps no industry has benefited more from our historic deregulation campaign than the U.S. auto industry. We canceled the EPA's absurd, just totally absurd, tailpipe emission standards, which was a disaster for automobile manufacturing, and revoked Biden's emissions waiver that would have allowed California to regulate automobiles for the entire nation.
A shutdown for the Department of Homeland Security now appears certain. Lawmakers in the House and Senate leaving Washington for a 10-day break while negotiations with the White House over the Democrats' demands for new restrictions have come up short. There will be no deal. Federal officials say the immigration crackdown in Minnesota is coming to an end. Meanwhile, Border Czar Tom Homan reminding those who interfered with ICE officers they risk breaking federal law.
While working to course correct and improve how enforcement operations are being run and executed here, and even before I was sent up here, I've been saying over and over that forcibly assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, or interfering with a federal law enforcement officer is a crime.
Federal judges blocked the Pentagon from punishing Democratic Senator Mark Kelly for his role in a video message to U.S. troops. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting.
Earlier this year, Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Senator Kelly, who is a former U.S. Navy pilot, for telling members of the military to uphold the Constitution and resist unlawful orders. But a federal judge ruled that Pentagon officials violated Kelly's First Amendment free speech rights. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon wrote that our retired veterans deserve more respect from their government, and our Constitution demands they receive it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Do you make a habit of reading your Bible these days? Well, correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a new study that asks people that question.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report finds that one in three Jews in this country was the target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2025. According to data from the American Jewish Committee, this is the same percentage as 2024. The poll also reveals that more than half of Jews are changing their behavior to try and mask the fact that they're Jewish for fear of being discriminated against or worse. This is SRN News. Alex Viega has a report on sliding U.S. mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.09%. The pullback reverses an uptick in recent weeks, just as the housing market closes in on the spring home buying season. Mortgage rates have been trending lower for months, but it's done little to jolt the housing market out of a sales rut going back to 2022. Economists say mortgage rates will need to drop further to encourage more buyers and sellers this year. I'm Alex Viega.
The remote Canadian community of Tumbler Ridge is mourning after that mass shooting that killed eight people, mostly children, plus the shooter. The motive for Tuesday's attack remained unclear as of today's memorial service. Residents of the British Columbian area there have been building a memorial with lights and stuffed animals. They gathered late Wednesday for an overnight vigil. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.